Chapter 97. The Lamp. Had you descended from the Pequod's tri-works to the Pequod's forecastle, where the off-duty watch was sleeping, for one single moment you would have almost thought you were standing in some illuminated shrine of canonized kings and counselors. There they lay in their triangular oaken vaults, each mariner a chiseled muteness, a score of lamps flashing upon his hooded eyes. In merchantmen, oil for the sailor is more scarce than the milk of queens. To dress in the dark and eat in the dark and stumble in darkness to his palate, this is his usual lot. But the whaleman, as he seeks the food of light, so he lives in light. He makes his berth in Aladdin's lamp and lays him down in it, so that in the pitchiest night the ship's black hull still houses an illumination. See what with entire freedom the whaleman takes his handful of lamps, often but old bottles and vials, though, to the copper cooler at the tryworks and replenishes them there as mugs of ale at a vat. He burns, too, the purest of oil, in its unmanufactured and therefore unvitiated state, a fluid unknown to solar, lunar, or astral contrivances ashore. It is sweet as early grass butter in April. He goes and hunts for his oil so as to be sure of its freshness and genuineness, even as the traveler on the prairie hunts up his own supper of game.